Thank you for calling the Pennsylvania Independent Enrollment Broker. To continue in English, press 1. Para continuar. If you are an applicant or authorized representative, please press 1. If you need to send application, please hold while we transfer you to a customer service representative.
Thank you for calling the Pennsylvania Independent Enrollment Broker. My name is Brian. Are you calling for the first time or existing case?
Hi, Brian. My name is Sheer. I'm calling from Family First. I have a mutual participant on the line, Dolores Reed. She's calling in. I'm not sure if it's her first time, but she's calling in to get scheduled with her first assessment with you guys. Okay? Just giving you a heads up.
All right.
Listen,
that's fine.
I don't have a lot of time because I have a 2:30 appointment.
Okay.
Yeah,
I guess it'll be about 20.
I have to go get a CAT scan.
Do you have 25 minutes?
I have to go get a CAT scan.
Ma'am, he's asking if you have 25 minutes to do this.
The people going to pick me up at 2:30.
Okay, so let's try and continue with the call, sir, and we'll see where we go, okay?
Yeah, because
okay,
they got to pick me up at 2:30.
Okay.
And then I'm supposed to have a link. Somebody's supposed to text me.
Okay. All right, Dolores. Let this kind sir help you out with scheduling your first assessment, and hopefully you'll make it to your appointment on time. It shouldn't affect, okay?
Yeah, I've got to get my lungs. I got to get extra, a CAT scan of my lungs.
Okay.
Because I've been real sick.
Right, Dolores.
You know?
All right, sir, let's continue with the call, please.
Okay, then. So I'd just like to go over a few questions to be able to start the application. We wouldn't discuss your case unless given written or verbal approval. So if you could go over your first and last name to begin.
It's Dolores, D-E-L-O-R-I-S, R-E-I-D.
Okay, and so did you say it was R-E-I-D for your last name?
Yes.
Okay. And also, can you tell me what your date of birth is?
It's August 2nd, 1963.
Okay. And then can you just verify your address?
5502, excuse me, 5502 Cedar Avenue, Apartment 1B, Philadelphia, PA, 19143. You have that?
Yes, I do. Also, thank you for verifying. Do you give approval for me to talk with the representative that's on this call with you?
Yes.
Okay. And for the representative, can you tell me your name, too, for reference?
It's S-H-I-R-A, Shira. Last name initial is W.
Okay. And what's your affiliation to the applicant?
I'm just her enrollment coordinator.
Okay. All right, so the next thing I'm just doing is checking your medical assistance. So just a few moments. All right, thanks for holding. So it looks like we're showing on the applicant's case status that they had they did actually start an application recently, and then there was a medical review completed, and it looks like they had their update on the 18th of August from the Office of Aging, their, you know, for their assessment. But they came back and stated that the applicant was not eligible medically for services. So I would just suggest to start an appeal process if you feel like you. Well, hold on just a second. Let me double check real quick.
I'm tired of fighting with these people. You understand? I'm sick. You understand? I need help. You know, I really do. You know, and I'm tired of fighting with them. You know, I could barely breathe. I'm trying to breathe. You understand? I could barely breathe. I could barely walk.
Okay, I understand, ma'am.
The lupus, I don't know how far, what stage my lupus is in. You understand? I got pains in the back of my head.
Ma'am, Dolores, you're just
tired of fighting with these people.
Dolores, you're not fighting with anybody. We're just trying to help you schedule the first assessment, okay?
I hear you, but I need help on a daily basis. Thank God my daughter is here.
Dolores, we're trying to help you and where she can get paid for helping you. We're getting the process started, but we can't do that if he can't finish asking you his questions, okay? So we understand your frustration. We understand that you're tired. We're just here to help you, okay? So, sir, please continue with the questions. And, Dolores, we're just here to help you, okay?
Yeah.
Okay.
Let's all take a deep breath.
Well, yeah, I was just going to suggest that, you know, in this situation, when the applicant has a denial of services for medical eligibility, they can go ahead and begin their appeal process. And then all you would have to do is fill out the form that would have been mailed out, and I could actually resend it if you don't have it. But then you could use that to go ahead and have your case reviewed again. And then that way you could find out if you're eligible to go ahead and, you know, have your, at least get your medical review updated so that you could show as eligible for services. Do you have that letter?
I don't know. It's probably here in the house somewhere, you know, but I got to go to the doctor right now. I got to go get my CAT scans, you know.
Okay. All right, well, I could have it resent again if, you know, if you're not sure if you have it, so I'll just have it mailed.
You know, I'm just tired of this, you know. I got to go see the lung doctor. I got to see the heart doctor. I got to get a stress test done. You know, all of this, you know what I mean? I can't even walk. Yesterday, I almost had a fit. My daughter was with me, but I couldn't even hardly walk down the steps because I started coughing real bad and everything. And I had to try to borrow money because I don't have any. I had to borrow money and to have somebody put on my Cash App so I could get an Uber to go home. You understand? I couldn't even get back home without getting an Uber. I can't get on the bus, the train without coughing and, you know.
Dolores,
I'm just...
we understand that you're tired and that you're going through a lot right now. But this
really
kind
am.
But this kind sir is trying to help you with that, okay? So we just need you to answer the continue of the questions so we can get this assessment scheduled. And then we're going to continue the enrollment process for you so you can get services so you won't be alone and you won't have this problem, okay?
Oh, well, okay. Well, I do have the denial letter being mailed out to you. So what will happen is is you just have to fill out the form. you just fill out the form and then send it in to the appeals department, and then they'll be able to go ahead and move forward.
Oh, my God. See, I done messed up. You know, the people just texted me, and I put in I got to call them back. You know what I mean? See, y'all caught me at a bad time.
Okay. I got
to get a ride, and now I made a mistake and canceled my ride.
Okay, we're going to disconnect the call, ma'am. We hope you have a stress-free day.
Please.
And we'll be in touch.